Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Our new mayor says the first priority is responsible financial management and cost-effective delivery of essential services. Mayor Amy Eden, along with the rest of our new council, was sworn into power last night. In her address, Mayor Eden says she knows that they've got a very difficult task ahead, inheriting record-high debt and two major infrastructure projects. More youth criminals are locked up than ever before. That's according to Youth Justice Minister Di Farmer. News Corp this morning reporting that only 196 of 482 of the state's worst offenders are currently off the streets. That group are alleged to commit more than half of the youth crimes in Queensland. Ms. Farmer says the government is focused on community safety. It's been 5 days since the disappearance of Senior Constable Scott Duff. The Edmonton cop was last seen midday Monday, sparking a major police search operation. Police say the disappearance is out of character. An issue concerning the future of Queensland's most precious natural water supply has been heard in the federal court. Industry stakeholders and MPs are challenging a proposal from mining giant Glencore to pump carbon waste in the Great Artesian Basin. National Farmers Federation CEO Tony Maher says we can't gamble with one of our biggest assets.
So it risks destroying one of the greatest water resources this country has got that spans four states, that allows farmers to farm, communities to live in, you know, rural and regional areas.
And Tropical Cyclone Paul is over 1,100 k's away from Cairns and is not expected to affect the Queensland coast. The BOM says they're expecting it to weaken today and dissipate over the weekend. The Northern Pride will be looking for redemption in Redcliffe tomorrow when they take on the Dolphins. Our boys are coming off a 22-point loss against the Sunny Coast Falcons in round four, bumping them down to the third rung on the ladder. The Dolphins are coming off an 8-point win against the Jets. And the Cowboys kick off against the Eels, looking for their first win at Parramatta's new home ground tomorrow night.